From the Blue Danube to the Blue Monongahela, it's a Viennese concert at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. Music director Manfred Honeck played as a member of the Vienna Philharmonic Violas for a decade, where he enjoyed sharing the New Year's Day concert with the Viennese. The concert tradition started during the Second World War to remind the Viennese of better times and a source of hope for the future. Johann Strauss' music is lighthearted yet subtly profound, intended to draw joy and optimism for the new year ahead when it's played on January 1. Heard over Thanksgiving weekend in Pittsburgh, Manfred Honeck has much the same feeling in mind. To begin the second half of this concert, here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the overture for A Night in Venice by Johann Strauss Jr.
Thank you.
Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard the Overture to A Night in Venice by Johann Strauss, Jr. The Overture to A Night in Venice, a potpourri of the operetta's most enchanting melodies, including the lighter-than-air Lagoon Waltz. The premiere of A Night in Venice took place in October of 1883. It was at the Friedrich Wilhelm State Theater in Berlin. While the music is beloved, the libretto was not so favorably received. It was described as a scatterbrained, bombastic affair without a trace of action. The action continues at this Thanksgiving weekend concert in Pittsburgh. Here is Manfred Honeck. He's back on stage to introduce our next music, the Moulinet Polka by Josef Strauss.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving. It is great to be back with you again for our traditional Thanksgiving program with music by the Strauss family. And it's even better to be home again after a fantastic three-week tour of Europe. Pittsburgh is famous for its three rivers, and here in downtown Pittsburgh, we are surrounded by water and through three sides. Did I say it right? Yeah? So I learned it during the rehearsals. So tonight we will have some music about water and rivers. Our first piece was about a city that is truly surrounded by water, Venice. In fact, sometimes it's even underwater. Our next piece is called the Moulinet Polka. Moulinet means mill, but not the kind of mill we used to have here in Pittsburgh. This is a mill for grinding grain. You will hear the sound of the mill grinding in the small snare drum. Andy Riemer will play this. After the Moulinet Polka, we will play the skating polka. When I walk around in Pittsburgh in the winter, one of my favorite places is the beautiful skating rink nearby at PPG Place. It's wonderful to see the joy on young people's faces as they skate around the big Christmas tree in the center. This ice surface is 2,000 square feet larger than the famous skating rink at Rockefeller Center. Applause, please. So several of our musicians' kids are already eager to go skating there after the concert. Now let's play the Moulinet Polka. Thank you.
We heard two polkas by Josef Strauss, the Eislauf, or Ice Skating Polka, and the Moulinet, or Little Mill Pond Polka, Opus 57, which featured percussionist Andrew Reimer. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
So next we play the most famous waltz ever written, the Blue Danube. It is about the Danube River, which flows through Austria and 10 other countries. It is the second longest river in Europe. And this waltz is so perfectly Viennese. It is sentimental, nostalgic, stylized, and ideal for dancing. It has become an unofficial national anthem of Austria. It was written in 1866, when Austria just had lost the war with Germany. It is typical that when the German commander sent a message to his leader that the situation is serious, but not hopeless, the Austrian commander reported to his leader the same battle was hopeless, but not serious. So we Austrians feel great national pride when we hear it, almost like when Americans stand up when they hear the Star Spangled Banner. It is played every year on New Year's Eve over all public radio and television stations, even in discos and dance clubs. At midnight on New Year's Eve, the people are dancing to the beautiful Blue Danube. Please, when we play now the waltz, remain seated.
Thank you.
The Beautiful Blue Danube Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. You heard Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Another famous composer in Vienna was Franz Lehár, who wrote many operettas. The next song is from his operetta called The Land of Smiles, and it is his most famous piece by far, called Yours is My Heart Alone. And next will be another song by Lehár, this time about the longest river in Europe, the Volga. Here, Lehár is painting a picture of a desolate Russian landscape where a man stands alone, asking sweetly and gentle for an angel. Here to sing these two songs for us is a great friend of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Please help me welcome Greg Baker.
American baritone Greg Baker sang music by Franz Lehár, the Volga song from Der Tsarevich, and Yours Is My Heart Alone from the Land of Smiles. Next, from the Pittsburgh Symphony in this Thanksgiving weekend concert, The Telephone Polka by Edward Strauss. Don't forget to silence your cell phone. It's The Telephone Polka by Edward Strauss, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. Here is the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
I guess we ignored the announcement about turning off cell phones today. Well, Greg Baker is going to sing one more song for you, but first I want to say something about him. Greg, first song with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra 20 years ago in 1992, and has returned many times since then. When I first heard Greg sing 5 years ago, I invited him to sing a new production of Wagner's opera Parsifal in Germany, and he had such a great success that I have also invited him to join us here next March, when we celebrate the bicentennials of both Richard Wagner and Giuseppe Verdi. But now we have asked him to sing about another river in a song by one of Pittsburgh's most famous composers, Henry Mancini. Please welcome back Greg Baker.
Greg Baker sang Henry Mancini's Moon River from the film score for Breakfast at Tiffany's, the movie that starred Audrey Hepburn. Henry Mancini is Western Pennsylvania's adopted son. He was born in Cleveland, but grew up in the Beaver Valley, less than an hour north of Pittsburgh. Now, what is it about Moon River that touches the heart so much?
I'm not sure. There's a sentimentality to it, I think. The mystery and the wonderment, I suppose, of the river. And the river theme seems to inspire a great many works, I guess, because of the majesty of the river itself.
Baritone Greg Baker, a frequent visitor to Hines Hall and a favorite here in Pittsburgh.
Being back with this orchestra, it's really been wonderful. I feel a kinship with Pittsburgh, so I'm very happy to be here and to be able to perform for this audience, which has always been very, very good to me throughout the years.
You heard the Thunder and Lightning Polka, Unter Donner und Blitz by Johann Strauss Jr. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you very much. We are so happy that you are here with us. We have prepared a small encore that Greg will now introduce to you. Greg, would you say some words?
Sure. Good evening. we're just going to do a favorite of mine, the Hammerstein and Jerome Kern collaboration of Old Man River. And a very interesting fact, did you know, Maestro, that Old Man River was written the same year that Folgelied? So the two oldest rivers on either side of the Atlantic, for those of you who like fun facts. Yeah, and you know, this is it's interesting. My children actually told me I didn't know very much about YouTube or anything like that, but it was my children who said, "Oh, Pop, you're on YouTube doing Old Man River." So it's more people have recognized me from my performance of Old Man River. So we're just going to do this with this wonderful orchestra and this fantastic conductor, and we hope you enjoy it, my version of Old Man River.
Music by Jerome Kern, his Old Man River, as sung by Greg Baker. Greg Baker made his Metropolitan Opera debut in 1985. He has performed leading roles at the Vienna Staatsoper, the Arena di Verona, at the Glyndebourne Festival, the Hamburg Opera, the New Israeli Opera, Stuttgart Opera, Frankfurt, Vancouver, Baden-Baden, Scottish National, and Michigan Opera Theater. He is a regular at Philadelphia's Opera Company and here in Pittsburgh at Heinz Hall. We just might have an encore of the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss the Father, but our last scheduled item is a polka called Im Krapfenwalde by Johann Strauss Jr. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Im Krapfenwalde, a polka by Johann Strauss Jr. He wrote it in 1869. It was inspired by an area of the Vienna forest in the suburb of Grinzing. There was a tavern in the town. It was run by Franz Josef Krapf. We hear a forest bird throughout the polka, singing a dramatic song at the close. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We'll be right back. You heard the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss the Father, bringing this Pittsburgh Symphony Thanksgiving weekend concert to a close at Heinz Hall. In the spirit of the Vienna Philharmonic New Year's Day concert, Manfred Honeck, born in Austria, enjoys his role as a musical ambassador for his native land. The spirit behind the Vienna Philharmonic's New Year's Day concert is to send people all over the world a greeting in the spirit of hope, friendship, and peace. Much the same idea with the Pittsburgh Symphony concert you've just heard. I'm Jim Cunningham. Prost! A glass of schnapps warms the spirit on a January night in Pittsburgh or in Vienna. I drink to your health. Zum Wohl! Auf Wiedersehen! I hope you'll be back next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Don't forget to write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, digital production engineer and coordinating producer Brian Savar, Heinz Hall recording engineer Bob Park, recording producer and editor Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.